Okay, so we begin the halachos here of keli begadim. So the tour here on page one, page two here. So the Torah says, right, k'sivu beged kalayim shatnez, that's the pasuk, so lo yalda alacha should not go on you. Vein kalayim el tzemer upishtim. And the only issue of kalayim when it comes to clothing would be tzemer upishtim. So wool and linen, d'chsiv, lo tuba shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachdav. That's the pasuk. Okay, that's what we have. So vein nikra tzemer stam, it doesn't just mean any wool, el tzemer rechalim ve'ayalim, except for sheep and rams, which are the same species, right? About tzemer gemalim v'arnavim v'chiyotzi behem, but other types of wool, wool that comes from camels or, what, arnavim are like rabbits, right?
Yeah, it could be rabbits.
Yeah. Okay. So v'chiyotzi bezel lo. Those aren't. That's not going to count as wool. Ve'in nikra pishtim ela stam pishtan. And also, we don't refer to linen except for linen. Not sure what that means. Plain linen. That might be a Wikipedia search. But ve'esha ein lo shum kinoy. Aval im yesh lo kinoy achim. But if it's some other type of, if it's given like a nickname, could go in pishtim shalim. Or shelyam, that's actually, I think in the Yerushalmi itself, that's the way it's spelled out, that water linen, somehow it comes from plants by the sea, o kanbus, which is translated as hemp, or, which I'm, I also don't quite have the understanding of what that is.
Well, canvas is made out of hemp.
Canvas is made out of hemp, all right. So,
cannabis.
Cannabis is hemp. Got it. Okay. So, right. No, that part I got. Cannabis, got it. All right. Now it goes together. Fine. So that would be a type of linen, meaning it comes from a plant, but that apparently is not going to be referred to as the linen that would get you in trouble here. So continuing on the tour, Vafa Pisha Minute.
Okay, Alan, I just sent you by email. I sent you the sources. Alan Appel.
No.
Okay.
So minatora in kalayim el bitzemer pishtim, and even though minatora, we're only going to have this problem with wool and linen. Chachamim asru meshi im tzemer levishadoma lepishtim. So they prohibited meshi. So what is meshi? So that's, I think, translated as silk. Okay. So silk is close enough to linen. So that's a problem. So if you to mix linen and wool, the chachamim comes along and say that that's going to be a problem as well. Now, what do you mean the chachamim? This is not just any chachamim, this is in the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself, in Kalayim, in the last parak of Maseches Kalayim, deals with the law, with these halachos. And there it mentions, oh, and things that look like it are going to be a problem. And similarly, v'chein asru kelech im pishtan, they prohibited kelech, which I think I wrote down someplace else what that is. The Torah itself says, "V'hu min tzemer shegadol b'krachei hayam," which is some kind of linen that grows by the shore. Al avanim shebiyam, on the stones in the ocean. V'doma letzemer, and similar to wool. Yeah, va'asru mishum marasayin, but they asked it because of marasayin. Shelo yomer al isha lo shanshu lavish kalayim. So that people shouldn't say about the person wearing it that he is wearing kalayim. So every time, one second. So every time we talk about a marasayin issue, so you're always stuck with the, okay, how objective and subjective is that going to be? I mean, is that an objective rule or is that a subjective rule? And we also ran into the issue, we gave a shiur on this to Mincha Maariv a couple of months ago, on the topic of, does this apply even b'chadrei chadarim or not? I mean, sometimes we say we say that Maris Ayin things apply even if it's even if no one is going to see you, and sometimes it doesn't apply. Sometimes it's not going to be an issue. And another issue with Maris Ayin is also, what exactly are we concerned about? Are we concerned that people are going to think you're doing the wrong thing, and they're just going to think badly of you? Or are we concerned that people are going to copy you, and then they're going to go ahead and do the wrong thing? Right. So here, the way it's termed is shelo yomru al halofshan, so they shouldn't say about him that he's wearing kalayim. Okay, so it sounds like, at least from the language of the tour, that our concern is just the guy's reputation, not necessarily that people are going to copy him. Okay? But anyways, comes along the Rush. So the tour quotes from his father, the Rush. Mifnezeh sarti ba'ashkenaz sholitfor beged kanbus tachas beged tzemer. that they prohibited putting this this alternative linen under a wool beged. V'she'ein beged kanbus matsui ba'ashkenaz, because apparently this kanbus is not found regularly in Ashkenaz, in Germany. V'yu savurin shehu beged pishnan. And people thought that it was linen that they were seeing. Idna mitsuyin bigdei meshi b'neinu. But nowadays we do find meshi amongst us, right? That's maybe where they moved. I mean, on Ashkenaz they originally were France and Germany. I mean, the rush started off in southern Germany, right, and then had to run away and ended up in Spain. So I guess in Spain, where this is, I don't know if we're up to the age of the explorers yet, maybe, I don't know. Apparently they had silk there that was more common than it was in Germany. And therefore people identified it as silk. And therefore people understood that, there's silk, there's linen, it's not linen. Hilchach mutter lit for bigdei meshi tachas bigdei tzemer, v'chein chutei mesher b'sarbel shel tzemer ad kan. Therefore it became permissible to be able to do these things.
So they don't speak to the question of goat here, I guess.
Rochel, no, so goat is not, right, it's just sheep and rams.
They specifically mention other animals that are not, so it's a little hard to know of these.
No. It means sheep, and those are the common things, meaning, no, it's definitely only sheep and rams, and other things are not. The other things are the lav dafka things. Now, it could be that these things are mixed together, we'll talk about that. What about if it's a mixed thread of different types of wool that are in it? That might have been the issue that he was referring to. That's the next simon. So fine. I think it covers most of the So the Bach here, and hey, the truth is, I not necessarily have seen this Bach, but the Shach alludes to this Bach, and Bach spells it out more. So while we're on the page here, so the Bach, where it says hey on the bottom of the Bach, right, the Bach goes along the outside of the page, or the left side of the page, on page 2, on the bottom of it, it's divided up, gimel, dalet, hey, so, right, hey is 2 lines from the bottom of the Bach, right? So you see that? So he says, the Rush, because this I prohibited. So asks the Bach, he says, Sarach Iyun, b'malchusenu zeh, matzui beged kanbus b'mixas makomus. He says, yes, it's true. We have this kanbus material, right? This kanbus is not going to cause kalayim, right? El shalom nimsa misha makiru lahavin eza pishtan v'eza kanbus. He says, well, what about the following? He says, yeah, it's true, there's canvas, there's there's alternative linen, there's fake linen, that's true, but nobody is able to tell the difference between linen and silk, right? So a guy's walking around, and he's wearing a silk and wool garment, and we're supposed to say, oh, well, you know, it's silk and not linen, and therefore it's okay. But what if you can't... What?
He's talking about canvas, not silk.
Right, okay, I'm just using silk as the example. But silk, linen, canvas, hemp, yeah, whatever that is, right? Whatever that alternative is, right? People aren't, what if nobody knows the difference, right? So it sounds like that does everybody need to be able to recognize it? The Kasavar Rush Gabi Meshi. Valchi Mashma Nami, I'm turning on the next page, on the right side of the page then. Valchi Mashma Nami Masha Kasu Harash Vasma Gabi Meshi. Vesu also Tsarachin, he says, Dilma Ein Isser Mishu Maris Ayin El Bishanira Leinayim. He says, also, maybe Maris Ayin is really only an issue if people could see it. Aval Keshu Tafur Mitachas Abegib. What's going on here? Here you have a garment, it's wool on the outside, and it is fake linen on the inside. So, but you can't see that anyways. Shenu nira lo, and nobody could see it. Lo kadisa biyushami via rashi perichavis varash perichpasu the kalayim pishton shetzava b'charta b'chart lo yasa osa imra mifursemes uvakar muksasos mutter, that you shouldn't do something where it's going to be seen, but turning it into blankets that would be permissible, was nobody's going to see it, etc. And he continues with that question. So if you go towards the bottom where the lines get wide there in the Bach, he says, "Mikol makom nirali." He says, "I think the midivrei harash l'shem yireh dafka hecha deika chashta de isura doraisa." Avalhecha deleka chashta di sura deoraisa. Kahu de tzinor sha'olibo kashkashim de osa kalachar yad memachu baraglav ve'eno choshesh. He says that's only the issue deoraisa, but if it's not deoraisa, like that Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos. So this Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos is what tipped us off to the Mara Science Sugya when we learned it several months ago. All right, the Gemara in Ksuvos there is talking about a tzinor is like a pipe or like a what are those things called when you have a gutter along the top of the roof and then it goes down a pipe. The pipe has a name. I know it has a name because Rabbi Shmuelah, whenever we're talking about putting an eruv to a new building or something, and sometimes we tie it to that thing. So
conduit.
Is that what it's called?
Conduit.
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 No. I think there's an.
There's a term. It's a gutter and a
downspout.
Downspout.
No,
yeah, I think there's another name for it. All right, okay. Anyways, so stuffing the cedar shell. So if there's leaves that got stuck in the downspout, we'll say. So you're allowed to get rid of it. Kalachar yad, right? Memachu baragla. Ve'ino choshesh, and we're not concerned. Ve'im kein hach tefira. The tachas abeged came the eno ela kalaim derabanan sharei nenu shazur shenenu shazur shari. He says, and this, like the lining under the garment, because the only concern is really derabanan anyways, so therefore it's going to be mutter. Right? So again, just review here. Right? So there is, one of the questions that the Bach asks is that you can't see it anyways, right? Even if it's the lining of the coat on the inside, so what does it matter? And it's a fake thing, so we still have to be concerned about Marasai, even though it's a fake thing. So the Bach here answers, based on the Rush, that there is a Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos, where it talks about that you're allowed to, push through in order to free this gutter up on Shabbos, as long as you do it kalachar yad, and it says so long as you make sure nobody sees you. That's what the Gemara says. So wait a second, why does it matter if anybody could see you or not? I thought Marasayin is usser, whether people could see you or whether they can't see you. So one of the distinctions that's made, the Rush's distinction is that it depends whether the concern is about an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. Here, by the Gemara and Ksuvos, the worst that they're going to see is that you're kicking it with your foot, which is fixing it kalachar, which means that you're only doing a derabanan anyways. The worst that they're going to see is an issur derabanan. So if it's only an issur derabanan that's at stake, so then we don't have to worry about whether there's people that could potentially see you or not. Then we could take into account whether people are going to see you or not. But if it's a doraisa, where people are, where the concern is that people might see you do an issur doraisa, so that's going to be usur even b'chadrei chadarim. So here the Bach sticks in, and truth is, this is a main issue which for some reason doesn't get covered right off the bat in Kalayim. But most of the Kalayim issues that we're talking about in terms of tying materials together there might be a machlokas we've shown about this or not, but I believe we assume halacha is only an issur d'rabanan, meaning the way to violate shatnas d'oraisa is that you actually need the wool and linen to actually be interthreaded. If that's a word, right? It needs to be within the same thread in order interwoven.
Woven together doesn't.
Right, just weaving separate threads together is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, not an Issur D'Oraisa. Uh-huh. According to most Rishonim. I think we'll see that next week. So here, the Bach says, so this is only an Issur D'Rabbanan anyway. So because it's under your garment, so the Bach says that you could, that concern doesn't exist. As we see, the Shreya Rush Hitir Litfor Bechute Kanvus, Kidl Kamvus Simin Shin Bez, Velo Chashash Rishumar Sain, El Balkorcha, Kavan Dat Fear of Pishtan Litzemer, Eno El Midorban, Lo Asfin and Le Betsina, Mishumar Sain, Dat Fear of Vadai Betsinahi, Sheno Niran Le Naim, Chute at Fear of Im Kane, who didn't Fearus Beged Kanvus, Takas Beged Semer, Vachin Amadavar. So therefore, we're going to permit this because people aren't going to be able to see it anyways, and that perhaps resolves the issue that the Bach raised as well, is that people can't necessarily tell the difference between canvas and linen, or silk and linen, or these kinds of things. So that's okay, because it's only Nisa Durabanan that is at stake anyways.
So it's very rare to have threads, I think, right, that are actually the two together.
Yes.
So if the whole thing is Issur D'Rabbanan,
right,
and these days, it's very rare to find shotness in most clothing. Check it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So we'll save that for later on. I actually have a whole theory about it. Yes, Meikur didn't know. And the truth is, I asked that question one time. This came up in Shir and Reshech Shir. Forget about whether it's Doraisa or Durabanim. Even if it was Doraisa, so we are whether it's even if it was Doraisa, so we are only mechuyev to check things that are what we call a miut hamatsui, right? So this is a miut she'enu matsui. So in theory, you shouldn't have to check. So I once asked Shechter about this in Shir. I think he was talking about that, and I said, "Well, what about shatnas? Why should we have to check anything for shatnas?" He says, "Yeah, you're right, Taka. Maybe you don't." And I moved on. So I actually have, I believe. There is still a good reason to continue. I'll spill the beans now. I think to say, all right, well, then you don't have to check for shatness at all anymore. So I think that is a dangerous situation because there is an idea of sort of keeping the takana alive. I mean, if we say, all right, well, nowadays you don't have to check for shatness anymore, so then that's it. Then the Torah is gone, and and it's never going to be caught again, right? So there are some situations that even though the case is a miyot she'enu matsoi, sometimes we continue doing it in order to not lose the knowledge and the possibility of being able to do it at some point. So I have like a whole list of things I once made up of things like along these lines, like chazara shatz during davening, right? So how often is a guy going to show up in shul that doesn't know how to daven that you need to do chazara shatz on his behalf? Like, okay, but you still need to do it in order so that you have the ability to do it when that guy shows up, or a second day of Yontif potentially could fall into that rule. A whole bunch of things that perhaps fall into that idea.
Well, like checking for bugs probably was not necessary 30 years ago because of all that DDT that was being used and there was no bugs around. And then later on it became, today it's more of a necessity.
So okay.
It fell out and then became so.
Right, although the bug check is a little different because there was always a requirement too. It's just you always checked for bugs. Everybody checked for bugs, right? You opened the package and made sure there are no bugs there before you put it in. There's always a consciousness that there needs to be a check going on. What's changed is that it's become scientific to the point that we've come out with cheshbonos and percentages and these types of the methodology has changed. But there always was a need to check. When it came to shatnas requires an invasive process to check in the first place, right? So that maybe, okay. But anyways, so that's Simon Reish Tari Tess. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. I think, I guess, page 5 or so in the source sheets that were passed out. So the Shulchan Aruch here, right, Reish Tari Tess is on the top here. Enes or Mishum Kalayim, Elitzemer Rechalim, Ve'elim, in Pishtun, right? The concern is only with these goats and sheep with linen.
No goats.
Sorry, not goats. Sheep and rams with linen. Do rams actually have, I guess they have fur so that you can make wool out of fur? Is that the...
Yeah, they have wool just like any sheep.
No, but sheep, when they grow it, they grow like, you know, they grow a nice, you know, bowl of wool. Like.
Yeah, rams are the same as sheep.
Rams grow the same...
Male sheep.
Yeah, but, okay, I mean, male humans grow hair differently than female humans. I mean...
So
about semer gemalim and semer arnavim v'notzei shel izim v'chel sharminim utarim v'pishtan. So all of these things, these alternatives, would be mutter with pishtan, would be permitted with linen.
So goats are not...
Right, goats are not in. It's sheep and rams.
Sheep, the male and the female of the sheep, really.
Right.
Right.
Well, it didn't say goats are not. It just goats were not listed.
So yeah, I understand, but I think you learn this. It's explicit about some, but other ones are examples of ones that are one's dafka and one's lav dafka. Right, it's not going to list every possible animal. There's one animal in, and every animal is not an issue anymore.
Hey, so, Shulchan Aruch has been notes shel izim.
Yeah. It says
Himalayan. Oh, okay, good.
But notes are sure. What is notes are? That's the hair of goats?
Okay.
So,
didn't notice that before, yeah. Okay, you know, other types are all mutter pishim. Cain, kambus, v'tzemer gefen, v'chol shar mina mutar mafil v'tzemer rochel and ve'elim. And all these are permitted with wool. And the chum asur mifnei maris ayin. Now the chum came along prohibited because of maris ayin. Silk, im tzemer, l'fisha doma l'pishdan. V'chein kalach, which might be the woolly type thing that comes from the yam, right? Who min shegadol b'karchei yam alavanim, like some mossy thing. Shebiyam v'doma letzemer asruhu mifnei maris ayin ima pishtan, which is similar, which is like because of maris ayin, to have that with pishtan, that would be a problem because it looks like wool and linen. Va'idna, so Shulchan Aruch himself quotes the Rosh and say, but nowadays meshi matzui binenu, people have meshi around, people have silk. Va'komaki, everybody recognizes it. Levichach imbo mishum maris ayin is no maris ayin issue anymore. Mutter im hatzemer v'im hapishtan. Therefore, it's mutter with tzemer and pishtan. So the shach here in Beis, so he the same noagin heter beged kambus ki hu matzui l'rov. Because everybody has it. Right, Hagos Risha, the Chasav Habach, right, this is the Bach that we saw. The Kevin Shematzoi, Noagin Heter, Afa Pishalo Nimsa, Mishamakiru. So therefore we have the reason to be Matirit, even though we don't necessarily have people that can recognize the difference. Because everybody knows that it's around, they don't have to check the label, right? People understand that there's things that look like linen, that would be, it's permissible, even if people can't necessarily tell the difference, right? And then we saw the Bach, they added in that might specifically be, because the whole concern is only derabanan in the first place. Now, the Piskei Tshuva here on the bottom opens up a potential significant can of worms, although we could shut it pretty well, I think. So it says the Piskei Tshuva, he says, L'chor akasha, da kaimel and the dover shenesar af shebatal hatam tzarech minyan achir lahatiro. If something became usser, even though the reason went away, we need another minion. We need a basin to get rid of it, right? Just because the reason goes away doesn't mean that the gezeira goes away, right? So that's the question, right? So first of all, that this whole question is making a major assumption, right? And that is that this is actually a gezeira. Meaning, right, the Shulchan Aruch comes along, it is a Mishnah. The Mishnah does spell it out as being an issue of Maris Ayin, but the assumption is that that's a gezeirah of Maris Ayin as opposed to subjective. I mean, maybe it's because if the Mishnah uses it as an example, maybe that has the status of being a gezeirah. I'm not sure, but I think on the other side just say, well, it's all subjective to the time, right? So it's not even a question because it's not a gezeira, it's not a takana that was made. It's just that was the Maris Ayin at the time because linen, fake linens were not really available. But nowadays, when things are available, if you understand it, so the whole thing falls away. But that's the Tiferes Yisrael. He says, "Umatzasi b'sefer Tiferes Yisrael al Mishnayis." So the Tiferes Yisrael gives a little bit more lumdus to it. The Perek Testik line, right? So the Tiferes Yisrael is the bottom of the Yachin Uboaz Mishnayis, right? The Yachin Uboaz, when you have the large Mishnayis here, so the bottom is the Tiferes Yisrael divided up into the Yachin and the Boaz. So here, he quotes it here, it's inside, whatever, it's quoted a little bit more at length there, but he says, Perek Testik line, Shahar Bazeh, right, he makes his point. He says, "Wait a second, it's a gezeira. How could the gezeira just fall away just because nowadays there's imitation wool and imitation linen that's more common?" And he explains, "Al pi divrei hataz ba orachayim simin shin lametesiv gimel ayin sham ven akor elifim mashkas v'magin avram simin tesiv katan zayin belov hachi lo kashemidi." And therefore, it's not really a question. So, what is this Taz in Shin Lamed Tes, and what is the Magen Avraham in Simen Tes? So what's covered in Simen Shin Lamed Tes? Nu. Okay. In Or HaChaim Simen Shin Lamed Tes is it's the very end of Hilchos Shabbos. There it gets into the Takanos and Gezeiros of Shabbos, and that's where it talks about dancing and clapping on Shabbos. So that's where the Mishnah itself says you're not allowed to dance, on Shabbos, because lest you go ahead and you're going to, And you're going to have musical instruments, and you're going to go ahead and fix musical instruments. So Tosfos on that daf, Maseches Beitza, says, well, I don't know. I see people dancing. People seem to dance and clap on Shabbos. We see that. He said, it must be, because nowadays it's not common that people have instruments that you're able to just fix on the fly, right? And therefore the whole gezeira goes away. So that's one answer, meaning the concern, plus the concern goes away, it's gone. And he actually gives, the Taz actually said, I forget, there was a specific reason that was given there. Taz says, Shafi shes batla tamagzer, lonis batla, hagzer dahacha, shiny, kevin delo shchiach kolkach. Right, because it's not very common that this will that it will be a concern. Okay, so that's the Taz over there. And then you have in Simon Tess. So what's in Simon Tess in Orachayim? The Simon Tess in Orachayim is the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. And this is actually a Kalayim Sugya here, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Orachayim in Orachayim Simon Tess that you shouldn't make talisos of Pishtan. AFLP, even though the halacha is not like this, Yir Shemaim Yatzes Kulam Va'usa Talis Shel Tzemer Rechalim Shu Chay B'Tzitzis Minatora B'li Pitpuk. Right, you should make wool talisim in order to not have an issue. What are we talking about? Because the main concern happens to be because of Techelas. What are we talking about? So in Hilchos Tzitzis, the halacha is that wool and linen tzitzis, the tzitzis themselves, meaning the strings themselves, can be attached to any garment, but any garment can only have its own. Sorry, wool and linen can go onto any garment, right? The question just is, well, what about if you have a linen garment? So, if you have a linen garment, so what do you do about? Can you put on wool tzitzis? So the answer is no, except for tchelis, right? Plus tchelis actually has to be wool. Right, so what if you have a linen garment? So if you have a linen that requires techeles, so there, that's the example that the Gemara gives of an ase dochel los ase, because actually the very next pasuk in shat, I forget the pasuk right before, the pasuk right after, of that pasuk of shatnis is the mitzvah of tzitzis mentioned in Devarim. So we see from here that ase dochel lo tase, that even if you have a linen garment, so you would affix wool tzitzis. Now, you don't necessarily have to affix white wool tzitzis, but the tchelis would have to be wool. So that's mutter, because ase dochel lo tase. So there is a gemara that says that the Mishnah itself says that they prohibited wearing linen talisim, because the Gemara says, because of gezeira mishum kala ilan, that we're gezeira, because plus tchelas used to be very expensive, still is very expensive. Tchelas actually, by definition, I think when that tchelas person came and spoke at our shul, so he pointed out that that part of the essence of the mitzvah of tchelas is for it to be expensive, is for it to be like a royal garment. So so it was expensive. So people used to sell fake tchelas. Now, if you have fake tchelas, they're not going to fake the wool. They're only going to fake the tchelas. So therefore, they're going to sell blue wool strings. And if you take your blue wool strings and put it on your linen garments, so therefore you would thereby be in violation of shatnas. So therefore, the Chachamim came along and said, no more linen talisim, because of this concern that they're going to wear the fake tzitzis. So comes the Shulchan Aruch here and says that you shouldn't make a talis of tzitzis. There are those who say that you shouldn't make linen talisim. But we don't paskin that way. Why don't we paskin that way? So the Rush describes in a tshuva that when he arrived in Spain, he looked around and saw all these people wearing linen talisim. He's like, what's going on? What happened to the gezeira? And they told him, oh, that's a problem because of tchelis, but we don't wear tchelis anymore. So we just wear linen talisim with linen strings, and therefore we don't have that problem anymore. So therefore that becomes okay. Now the truth is, it could mean that the gezeira goes back into force nowadays when there are people people that wear tchilas. But anyways, so the gezeira falls away. So here the Magen Avraham says, because the whole concern was because of tchilas, and nowadays we don't have tchilas. And speaking of the time of the Magen Avraham, Velusha, and therefore, but isn't it a davar shebeminyan? And he says, well, no. The kaven shetam ha iser yadua in nispatel ha tam ispatel ha iser memela. That if everybody knows what the reason is, if the reason goes away, then the gezeira falls away as well. Right? So we have two examples here. That Taz, where he says that it's so uncommon for it to be an issue, the gezeira falls away. And the Magen Avraham here, where he says, where because everybody knows the reason, the gezeira falls away. So this falls, returns back to, I think the very, 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 very first year that I gave at Congregation Beth HaMedrash, even before, but for the tryout Shabbos, talked about this in this issue of Davar Shebeminyan. In the source sheets, I put the pages from Reb Shechter's Sefer, where he has what really is a massive chiddush, meaning it is a huge chiddush. It is completely, completely mistaber. It makes a lot, when people talk about levels of svarim and what makes a sefer like a very high level chiddush. Like this is an example of that. Because it's just like he takes his knowledge across Kol Torah Kula and just puts out a klal, which is very hard to argue against once you've said it. Like I've said this to people from other yeshivas, it's like, whoa, it's somewhat mind-blowing to them. Because it's really a fundamental problem that people have a lot of trouble figuring out what the answer is. Not going to have time to really plow through the entire thing here. I got to go. Shua needs to be picked up soon, but we'll try to do a little bit here outside. So the so where it says Inyan Davar Shebeminyan is this issue of when you have a Davar Shebeminyan means it was made by Basin, it was made by a number of people, so you need another minyan to be able to be nullify it. That what we say is greater b'chachmu v'minyan, that's greater in numbers and in wisdom, whatever it is that those means. So here he quoted actually from the Rush, a different Rush in Ksuvos, about where his starting off point is a Gemara in Ksuvos about issues of inheritance and things like that. But he explains, and that's an example where the gezeira, whatever gezeira was made, seems to have fallen away. And he asks, how could that be? So, if you look at the second paragraph, he explains, Uvedas haga'onim, hayanira lomar, the berov ha-gezeros, that with most gezeros chazal, matzinu shenigzeru ba'ofen shelo plug. He says, most gezeros were made in a way of lo plug, that where the gezeros is going to apply no matter what. Right? Chal of Yisrael is going to apply no matter what. Bishul Akum is going to apply no matter what. He says, Dafilu b'makum delo shayich tam hatakana, adayin oheges hatakana. That even if the takana is not shayich anymore, we're still going to maintain it. He says, Ach lepamim, except sometimes we find the gzeiros chachamim, that where the reason goes away, the takana doesn't last anymore. And see, for example, Gemara in Kedushin, about Kiba Master Vahalach. Or see the Kilas Yaakov, where he says, Shetamid kishatiknu chazal ezo takana. That Chacham made a gezeira. They had a good reason why they did it, and if they did it shelo letzorech, and if they did it for no reason, or even there's a small reason, they'd be in violation of Baal Tosef. And he definitely had a good reason. So if he says umi hai taima, therefore we understand the milsa lo shchicha lo garsin bo rabbanon, right? If it's something that doesn't happen very often, there's not going to be a gezeira because that it's not worth it. Now let's skip the rest of the page. He goes off a little on that issue a little bit more. But if you go on the top of Kuf Lamed Vav, the next page, he says, "V'achanami kaimelam benugei legezeres derabanan." When it comes to the derabanans, the vaday kol gezeres shenigzral pi tamim chashuv mechashashul chazakos. All gezeres were made for very good reasons. However, most of the time, shaloich nisu esatama gezera el toch nosacha gezera, they didn't place the reason for the Gezeira within the Gezeira. And in that case, we would say, Gezeira afil b'mikra shelo shayach tam. The Gezeira is going to survive no matter what. However, where there is a reason that was put into the Gezeira, el toch nusach ha-Gezeira, azai, then we say, kol tikka rabbanu kein d'oraisa tiknu, ve'echad lo shayach tam, lo tia noeg is Gezeira. And wherever the reason doesn't apply, the Gezeira is not going to apply either. So when the reason is part and parcel with the Gezeira, it was made that way, so if the reason goes away, the gezeira goes away. So say so. V'adin the dafka hechad the nigzer gezeira benusach stami dafka. Fine. Skip the next paragraph. But it says umi'ata nira lahosif lomar. So now I want to go on and say that dafka bishar gezeiras da alma ha'is habreir biyad chazal o ligzer gezeiras benusach stami o lichlo tam gezeiras el toch nusach gezeira. He says in a most gezeiros. The Rabbanan had a right. They could make a decision. They could say, are we going to make it subject to the reason? Or are we going to make it regardless of the reason? But, aval b'gezeiras chachamim shenigzera lakor davar min haTorah, but if there was a gezeira that the chachamim made to uproot davar min haTorah, l'chora mistabra lomar shelo aysa abrir b'yadam ligzera b'nusach stami b'ilul hatam, she'im ken yu advar misosrim mamash l'dinei haTorah, v'ze asr lehem lasos. Then they cannot make a gezeira that would seem to go against without a reason. So v'lo lavar al devar Torah el kedei lasso siag l'Torah she'afil b'shashu goes in siag asol hem lavar al devar Torah v'ligzor lehedya b'stira gluya lameshem b'furish b'Torah. Right, when there is a when that gezeira is okir davar min haTorah, it's telling you not to do a mitzvah. So then the Rabbanan had to give the reason. So skip that example. In the next example, in Dalad, where it says, Sadim Mitzitzis is manazeh, so here he quotes that Rush, right? This tshuva of the Rush, where he shows up and sees everybody's wearing linen garments. And the Rush is wondering, like, I understand, there's a gezeri against wearing linen talisim. How could these people all be wearing linen talisim? And he explains, and he says, ah, it must be because the concern was only for kala ilan. The concern was for being faked out with the bad tchelis. But nowadays, where we have good tchelis, nowadays where we don't have tchelis, then the gezeira doesn't apply. It says, I, don't we say, afal pi shebatal tam lo batal gezeira? So, Rav Shechter explains, he says, no, when it comes to, what was the gezeira? The gezeira wasn't, don't wear linen garments. The gezeira was, if you're wearing a linen garment, even though it's chayv and tzitzis, don't put tzitzis on it. That's the gezeira. So if that's the case, the gezeira by definition is being oker davar min haTorah, so moving something from the Torah. So therefore, the reason had to be connected to it. So the reason, what's the reason? The reason is because we're concerned about fakers. So nowadays we don't have to be concerned about fakers anymore. So then the gezeira falls away. So that is the general rule here. Now the truth is that's what's being alluded to by the Piskei Tshuva. Truth is, it's not necessarily applicable over here in Kalayim itself, because in Kalayim itself, we're saying, don't use fakes. That's not necessarily being Oker Davar Min haTorah. We're telling you, don't use wool or linen. Don't use anything that even looks like wool and linen. So that's not being Oker Davar Min haTorah. But nevertheless, at least the Piskei Tshuva is pointing out that there are plenty of reasons and plenty of times when there is a gezeira where the reason is part and parcel with the gezeira itself. I mean, the Mishnah itself said, don't wear things that look like wool and don't wear things that look like linen because of the concern of Maris Ayin. So even if you say that it is a gezeira, the gezeira is formulated as a Maris Ayin din. So if it's formulated as a Maris Ayin din, so if the Maris Ayin issue falls away, so then perhaps you don't have to be concerned about it. You don't have to be concerned about it anymore. Okay, so I must bounce. But good start. Next week, so I thought we were going to talk about what the threads are. Next week it talks about the threads about being batel, meaning if you can threads be can wool be batel into other things or not be batel into other things. So Mirza Hashem, we'll get up to that next week.
Well, the whole area of Barasayan is just a whole thing by itself. That's
yes.
That applies in all areas of Halacha Lemaisa.
Right.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
Okay. Laila Tov.